Welcome to Comic Sans Power Hour Airport. This is flight 107.3 FM. Make your way over to Siren Radio Terminal. Buckle up and enjoy the flight.
Bonjour, hello, hola, and a good afternoon to you. I'm Loz.
And I'm Rach, and we're back with this week's Comic Sans Power Half Hour.
Our favourite time of the week, and this episode is extra special, I think.
I can't believe it. It's jam-packed.
We've got
some super exciting stuff, haven't we? We've got an interview and a show full of brand new music from some very special and international artists.
Oh, yeah, we're getting on the plane this week, but the borders are closed. But yeah, it's super exciting because we're finding so many new and wonderful artists, and we can't wait to share them with you. So I think it's only appropriate that we start the show off with an almighty Crash Bang Wallop.
Ah! Chow is an artist we love here on the Power Hour. I'm sure everybody's heard of him before by now. And luckily for you, he's only gone and released a new lockdown track.
Of course he has.
And we're going to play it here today.
So, here we go. Hold on to your hats and prepare to be blown away. This is The Manor by Chow.
Yeah, I leave it in my hometown. Yeah, I'm blessing what I know now. Bag of CK on the track, never slow down. Take a rhythm, double down. This is right now. Run a 1 and 7 in the map. Look what's so found. I write it down. I write another one. Gun up to my head, make it bang like a silly sun. Like I said, take the bread. Bread, I steal one. Coping with a copper, only bread. It's like your mother's son. Man of the manor, mind of the mafia. Danger in the game. Got it tied like a raffia. The Capo del Capi, it's so scrappy like the young. A D12, the crowd be so flappy, like, aye, and now you're the other guys. Take a break, run a crowd with a aye, cause we're the crowd with a fuzzy mind. So you were running with a boss, then another dies.
You stepping, got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my track, then you stepping. Got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my track.
Yeah, so get your heads and bounce it upon your necks. Got the bill up in the flat, like I'm bouncing all my checks. Got the bill up in the flat, like I am under arrest. Got the bill up in the flat, and not who was the best. I see a meddler of medulas, never been a peddler of medulla. Never been a regular at spelling, busting it and bop. Outside your house with your spouse, like you're ready for. One glass of milk never spilt, but your house might be built on the side of a reservoir with cows all about. Now you're drowning in dairy stock, crying and lying in a puddle of some semi-bro. Lactose intolerant, so mad flows be following you wallowing. Tomorrow and forever will be very tough. Never lack flow, so they borrowing what Benny does. And my message is with space, it's like I'm telling Musk. Yeah, I see you stepping, but we always gonna step in front.
You stepping, got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my track, then you stepping. Got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my,
Dark light, got me living on these dark nights. It got me living on that start life. Strive, believing that this living was a hard life. Something on the left when I can take a hard right.
Tried to take the hard right, always took a hard wrong. Haven't felt right ever since I had that last one. And it's like past long, trying to write this last song. Holding on tight, but I'm like half gone.
I keep my dream intact. When I'm coming through the speaker, are you feeling that?
I said, needing me a tutor, it ain't even that. See, I just focus on the future when I'm feeling bad. I said,
I keep my dream intact. When I'm coming through the speaker, are you feeling that?
Yeah, we clicking like a user and I'm feeling that. So grab your Zuka, it is due to be a decent track.
You stepping, got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my track, then you stepping. Got my brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another bap, gave you gal a different beat. Now she's backing on my,
you stepping. Got the brothers on my back, like, who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like, flu checking. Let me bill another
she's backing on my track. You stepping, got my brothers on my back, like who's repping? Had the bill up in the flats, like flu checking.
That was The Manor by Chow, his new track, which you can listen to now on Spotify. It is so good, as well as another favourite of ours, Heaven, which I was only listening to last night. A very talented artist, and certainly one to watch.
He is, and I couldn't help but have a little boo-you then, Rach. And I think that's my stamp of approval. But talking of stamps, we're going to France. Now, on the last show, we played a song by the awesome French artist Carole Pellet. It's a song about fighting unhappiness. It's a very passionate song, and I really recommend that you go over to her Spotify and have a listen, because she's a really incredible artist, and literal fine artist, if
yeah.
you want to look at that.
I know, and she's so interactive on Instagram. She supports us, and we support her so much. Our little friendship has blossomed, hasn't it?
It has, it's lovely.
After the show, make sure it is after, get all the chunk in, go and listen to her Spotify, but we've actually got, ding, 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 an exclusive interview with her. And we sent over the questions all the way to France, and we've got an amazing reply from her, and we'd love to share them with you all today.
Yes, and we preferred, you know, during the lockdown, phone calls aren't always the easiest way to do things, so we're going to read you some of her answers, and they're really interesting, actually. She was talking about how her music merges fine art and urban pop. Carole says that her music is the result of a lot of different aspects of her life coming together. She said that when she entered the fine arts school, she wasn't even involved in music, so for her entry exam, she presented a mix of media, including writing, painting, photography, performances, and drawing. I think that's really, really multi-talented.
It's so cool. And I love that she can work with a team as well. She says in her interview, that she works with a team and like completely trusts them, and that the dialogue is fluid and easy. So she acts as like the artistic director, where she lays the foundation for their artistic vision, and then that leaves them space to deliver theirs. I think that's so trusting.
Yeah, and you can hear that in how her music is crafted, because core blimey, it is well crafted. You can hear it.
Oh my god, it's so well produced.
It is wonderful. And yeah, when you listen to her tracks, you can certainly hear, once you especially learn more about her as an artist, you can hear those different mediums kind of coming into play, and how maybe those mediums would fit well if she produced something next to it. Do you know what I mean? Like paintings would go well with her song.
She's also a humble queen, which we love here. She was talking about how they may have had setbacks, but they've had loads of victories and unforgettable moments. But she also said that they're just really happy and grateful to be able to have the opportunity to create, and that it's such a pleasant surprise when their work positively affects people, because they're making it for themselves and they're pouring their own emotion into it. She says that yeah. it's just a really nice surprise when people actually resonate with that as well. And I think that helps people remind them that they're not on their own, and listening to yourself is like really important. It's so clever.
There's nothing better than when someone is enjoying your music, but then to take it to another level where the actual message that you intend behind it is, someone resonates with that. I mean, I'd be off my rocker with happiness, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, I know.
And it certainly
does. We'd straight down for a pint.
We would.
Any excuse.
But surprisingly, she speaks about in her interview how she says, for the longest time, I felt that I needed to do something with my voice. She says, I feel that when I hear my own voice, it reassures me, it helps me to think, to clarify, and even memorise my own thoughts. And that is really interesting, to think that her voice wasn't something that she had considered to be an art form yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's so cool. I also think what's really interesting about that comment is most people get portrayed as being crazy for talking to themselves, when in reality, you are the person who knows yourself best, and you don't always have to have somebody else to talk to. And I think the fact that she acknowledges that actually listening to yourself and your own voice can sometimes be the best medicine, and that other people can cloud your judgment.
That's actually a coincidence, because I was on TikTok and I saw a video that said, you know what, something that society has demonized is talking to yourself. But at the end of the day, if you just listen to yourself and kind of have a chat with a chinwag with yourself, find out what you're thinking, what you're feeling, it actually can make you feel a lot better. And I feel that's a good thing to promote. But yeah, I feel like she's got such a gorgeous tone to her voice as well.
And a unique voice. And I love that it's women in rap and artistic rap. Mm. And she's bringing emotion to rap, which isn't often connoted, which is really, really, really nice. She's breaking down barriers.
She is. And I love this in the interview. She says, I took my first singing lesson and it just clicked. And that's like... That's perfect.
That happens with people that I think are just meant to be music creators, because I was reading about Aurora, the Norwegian singer, and she said that for her birthday she was bought singing lessons and at like a recording studio in her really small town. She never ever like really dreamed of being a musician, but then the first one she went to, everybody like she was just like, this is it. So
another question we asked her, do you find it inspiring to yourself producing music that is raw and more honest than most other music out there at the moment? And interestingly, she wrote back that when she writes her lyrics, she doesn't rewrite them because she wouldn't say she's in control of the process. She says the words come out in a burst, raw, like a block of thought, which is awesome.
It's similar to
you kind of sit in your room, like, you're like, I must get the lyrics out. But once they're out, you don't need to change them.
And I've never found anyone like that. I love that bit, because like, do you know when we have interviews, everybody, when they ask us how do you write lyrics, they always get so surprised
how do you write lyrics?
Yeah, that's not how people that have interviewed us sound, if anyone listening. But they're always like, no, you can't just sit down and write them really quickly. That can't happen. And I'm like, yeah, it does. But I've never met anyone else that does that. So it's really nice to know that somebody else values the emotion at that time and that you wrote those words down for a reason. Do you know what I mean? I think that's probably the crux of it, and acknowledging that you wrote that then and that you shouldn't change it just because you feel a different way later. She's on with that one. And with rap, I feel like the music, you can really, really hear the fact that she just lets the emotion out and isn't scared about being honest.
It links to what else she said. She said that she loves to keep moments when, like, during recording, when something unexpected or accidental happens. She says that improvisation and just letting go is her thing. Like, that's what she loves to do. And she can sense when it sounds right, when something original comes to her. And she says, it's a pretty incredible feeling. I think that's what makes you want to keep searching. And that is beautiful. I might get that tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, that is very cool.
It's very eye-opening to... and refreshing to hear someone talk about creating music in that way. Because it's not this... It doesn't have to be like a rigid process where you have to write the right lyrics, make the right sound. I feel that's something that we take on board quite often. We just do what we think feels right, and that's such an important thing to take away, and it's definitely something that I'm going to keep reminding myself.
Exactly. Perfectionism in other people's eyes does not equal material perfectionism, does it really? Everybody's opinions are different with music, and I think if you're honest, then people will feel that whether they like it or not. And we like it in this radio show. We are your biggest fans. And if you guys at home feel like Carole Pelle might be an interesting musical choice for you, go ahead over to our blog, comicsansband.blogspot.com, and you can read the rest of it in your leisure, in French or English, whichever you fancy. And give her a listen on Spotify.
Yeah, give her a listen. And her monthly listeners have, like, shot up through the roof.
Shut up. I know, it's crazy. The growth is impeccable.
She's one to watch, so you better get on it. But finding new artists has been really brilliant for us. We've loved it so much. And our Monday morning segment on BBC Radio Lincolnshire has fuelled this drive. Our music news slot has meant we get to listen to tons of more music. So, yeah, if you do want to have a look on our blog, we've got tons of artists from all over the world. And we'll be, yeah, one of the blogs will just be exclusively about Carole Pelle with the interview on it. So yeah, go and check it out.
It's so amazing. We've hit about 300 all-time views on the website already, and it's only been up for about 2 weeks.
We'll be getting people coming knocking on the door asking for autographs.
We're going to have paparazzi people.
We have to have security.
But a few weeks ago, we found the wonder that is Casey and Music, a very talented artist whose music does evoke so many emotions. His music is designed to take you on a journey, and it's all about his personal truth. But people at home, if you want to have a listen, the songs are called Catcher, Tracks, Go, Raksha, and Lifted, which is my personal favourite. And we have the pleasure of playing the first part of his journey today.
This is part one, Catcher, by Casey and Music.
The incredible Caseyum with his song Catcher, and you're listening to the Comic Sans Power Hour on Siren Radio. That was part one of his journey, and we'll be playing each of his tracks in our upcoming episode, so surprise if you're listening as well.
Yeah, so yeah, next week, well, the week after, we'll be playing the part two, and so on and so forth. But yeah, we're all about the interviews nowadays, and we are planning one with the wonderful Casey, so keep your eyes peeled. But for now, it's that segment which Lincoln sleeps, eats and rises for. It's our Unique Tracks of the Week. Rach, take it away.
My unique song of the week is It's Okay to Cry, and this is actually a tribute to the wonderful artist Sophie, who was a transgender pioneer who sadly passed away recently. I know, Sophie was capable of bridging the mainstream as well as avant-garde, and she collaborated with people like Madonna, Charlie XCX. It's crazy to think that that music won't be there anymore. But I just think it's a fabulous song, and if you listen to it, you can feel the raw emotion. And yeah, I just think it's a lovely song, and you should give it a listen as a tribute to a wonderful, wonderful artist.
Yes, a beautiful track, a beautiful artist, and you can check out Sophie's music on Spotify. Have a listen to her music, because it is wonderful. But moving on to the next unique song of the week. It's another one from my current absolute favourite band, T-Rex, and it's Jason Be Sad. Jason Be Sad. It's a really cool song. It's offbeat tempo at the start. When I first listened to it, I was like, hold your horses, what's cracking off here? But it seems to capture your interest straight away. It's brilliant. It takes you into the chorus is quite, I find it quite sad. I don't know, not sad, but like emotional in comparison to the rest of the song. I just think it's really, really beautiful. But yeah, T-Rex, T-Rex, T-Rex.
T-Rex this, Loz, T-Rex that. I've had enough, but some might say that you've actually got a dinosaur fact ready for us.
You guessed it. Okay, here we go. The smallest fully grown fossil dinosaur is the little bird hipped plant eater, like Lesothosaurus, which was only the size of a chicken. Smaller fossilised examples have been found, but these are only of baby dinosaurs.
I think dinosaurs are one of life's great mysteries, alongside Atlantis. Mm-hmm. Where we stand right now, a dinosaur could have been grazing on this very carpet.
The only reason I know how to spell dinosaur is because of Kesha's song, Dinosaur, where, you guessed it, she spells it out.
Oh my gosh, that woman is a visionary and a teacher.
It's like, D-I-N-O-S-A, you are a dinosaur.
Much like R-E-S-P-E-C-T. In some secret underground news, actually, I'm really excited to talk about this. We have a track in the works which spells out the word consent. And despite writing it myself, I keep spelling it wrong. I need to get Kesha to sing it to me.
There's nothing wrong with spelling things wrong. You know, you get the gist of it. There's nothing wrong with a bit of misspelling, apart from if it's your. Then you're a he.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. I agree with that. But on that note, it's time to play an amazing artist who doesn't mince his words. We're introducing you all to Soul Catalyst, who has been awesome, and we're also going to be arranging, you guessed it, an interview with him. And in the meantime, he sent us over some tracks for us to play for you today.
Today! We want to play all of the songs, and we will be playing his tracks throughout the power hours to come. But we've got one for you today. This is Phases by Soul Catalyst.
Thank you.
was Phases by Soul Catalyst, and we'll be playing some of his other tracks later on in the next shows. His music is beautiful. Please check out his Spotify, and he's a fantastic artist as well. I'm so excited to learn more about him in the coming weeks.
Well, speaking of weeks, and I don't mean that I'm weak at the knees for this next artist, but a couple of weeks ago, Lincoln's very own George Shelley released his new track, Keep Me Waiting. And he certainly did with this one, didn't he, Rach? It was release day, and then it was a little bit of press coming up, and then there was a bit of a music video release.
Well, no, it really is the definition of a teaser. But it's a really groovy song, with vibes similar to the Arctic Monkeys and Oasis, but with that classic Shelley flair.
Shelley flair. I like that. We should trademark that quick. But we're very excited about his music, and we're actually featuring him in the Rock Links magazine, which will be published in March. So keep your eyes peeled, open, prepared and moist for that.
I can't believe we've been dropping hints here, there and everywhere for little projects we've got going on this week. Everybody who's listening, you've had a real treat. But along with George, we'll be discussing rock artists in Lincoln who I want to watch in the 2021 scene, who are completely under the radar. Fingers crossed you won't have heard of these bands, so it's something to look forward to. But without further ado, let's get his new track on the mix.
DJ, spin the table. This is Keep Me Waiting by George Shelley.
Don't you know we want it? Don't you know we got it? Don't you know we want it? And they're gonna give us away. Don't you know we got it? Don't you know we want it? Don't you know we
Okay.
Waiting by George Shelley. And thank God the wait is over, because that song is now in my playlist.
It is, and we love lockdown activities, we love lockdown creativity. The music is all made at home, and I think it's fantastic. We already know you are grooving to that one though, Loz, and we already know you at home are grooving to that one. And you can find it, as always, on Spotify. But it's this time of the week that you and me both dread the most, Loz. It's the end of this week's Power Hour.
And I tell you what, being able to still create these shows during lockdown, despite the fact that we're not even in the same household, it's been so much fun. And, you know, there might be a difference in our audio. We're trying our best to fix it. But we just want to say huge thank you if you tune in. And, yeah, we're having so much fun. We love finding new tracks.
Yeah,
and we hope that you're having a... Well, we hope we can lift up your Saturday afternoon a little bit. But you know what? It's the end of the show. Ho-hum. We carried on. We really hope you enjoyed the variety of new tracks, and you can check them all out on Spotify, if we haven't said that enough.
Tune a fish in next time for more awesome, epic, amazing music. And I'm so excited to reveal this, but an exclusive interview with the iconic band Sweet Trip.
Better be prepared for that one, darlings.
Oh,
hold on to your hat.
I can't believe it.
See you next time.
Thank you for flying with Comic Sans Power Hour.
We hope you enjoyed the flight and the complimentary snacks on board, and we do hope you come again next week.
Hopefully we can upgrade you to business class next time you fly.